good morning. With us, our political observer, Alan Chartok. But most importantly, Alan, WAMC is a friend to all of us. But in order to keep our friend healthy and happy, we have to support it.
Well, that's why we have the lockbox, and it's very exciting. It really is, because all of a sudden, people get it. And they get it because they love the station and because they're part of the station and the community. And people are sort of competing with themselves with last year and saying, can we do better than last year? And apparently we are. I mean, the money is coming in. It may well be that most of the fund drive will be over by the time it starts. Wouldn't that be exciting? I mean, that would be phenomenal. Oh, it just makes me want to sort of weep, I'll be honest with you. I never thought I'd see the day.
Well, weeping and never thinking we'd see the day is perfect, in line with the funeral for Governor Mario Cuomo today. You will be on the set at Channel 13, WNYT, at 11 a.m. with Benita Zahn and a joint broadcast with WAMC to remember and say a final farewell.
That's right. You know, this region of the state really was home to Mario Cuomo. He was one of the last people who, as governor, actually lived in the mansion. He did. And he kidded around with me when he did his final exit interview and said he had no place to live. He didn't know where to go. He lived in the mansion. Of course, he did land very well on his feet. He was a prominent lawyer. He made a lot of money in the last days. But he was a guy who lived here, went out, played basketball with the kids in the street, and was a governor who lived in Albany. You don't see that much anymore.
Again, 11 a.m. here on WAMC, you can tune in with Alan and the folks from News Channel 13 as they say a fond farewell to Mario Cuomo. We go from there, Alan, to New York City, where Mayor Bill de Blasio says it was disrespectful that some NYPD officers turned their backs to him during a pair of funerals for slain police officers. He says the actions were hurtful to the families, and it's his first remarks now since these actions have taken place.
David, he's taken off the gloves, basically saying, look, this isn't right. He's right. Police officers work for the people of the city of New York. They are not a force unto themselves. Once police officers start turning their backs on the mayor, who is their boss and who represents those people who elected him, once police officers start not arresting people because they want to make a point or not giving out tickets because they want to make a point, that is very, very dangerous. I think most of us know that the whole concept of the military or of the police making the decisions in a civil society is what leads to coup d'etat. Now, it's a long way to that from here, but it's a very bad precedent, and de Blasio is right to put a stop to it, or at least to say it isn't right.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us, Alan. Thank you.
Thank you. That's the lockbox at WAMC.org. Just click on it.